With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know why they call it Bonfire Night?
Bonfire Night? No. Do you know the story?
Yeah. So, what is
it?
No, so you see, Bonfire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bonfire, as is tradition.
Bonfire was his name-o.
Yeah, Bonfire was his name-o. No, it comes from the French.
Ah.
Meaning good fire.
Like the band.
Bonfire. Yeah, it's the French for good fire. And of course, it was the French that started all the fires in London.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you really sure about that?
I'm certain.
I always thought the bon bit was because of bonbon.
Bonbons.
No, just bonbons.
Oh, right, the sweets.
The sweet, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Good
the,
goods,
yeah.
As they've
and
called
you,
in
and
France.
You put, it was the day you put all your... sweets on the fire because you've been naughty and you weren't allowed anymore. Before Christmas, you cash in all your good favour points
that you got
Christmas.
From Halloween.
Yeah, and you can if you burn the sweets, it gives you more presents from Father Christmas. That's what my mum told me.
And they pop.
And my mum never lies to me.
No, because your mum, good girl.
Good girl.
But like they pop like little fireworks.
Yeah.
See, no, I think we're both wrong because I think the truth... Well, basically, you might not know this, but... But back in the day, when soft drinks were becoming a thing, right?
When you were a young lady.
Yeah, they were gonna call Coke Zero Cherry, right? They were going to call it Bonfire Fun. Bonfire Fun Juice.
Why?
Because who doesn't love that cool, refreshing taste of Bonfire Fun Juice?
Did we pick up a sponsorship I wasn't aware of?
I remember the 5th of November.
No, that's the wrong rhyme. The wrong rhyme. Remember the rhyme? You remember the rhyme. That's rhyme that we always,
Do
on Bonfire
Night. Based on that one.
That one. Remember the 5th of November.
Elephants, todgers
and plops.
I see no reason the 5th of November. This is a shambles. Let's stop.
Didn't agree on that.
Oh my god.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
Oh, you haven't just opened the show on an acidic gurgle, have you?
No, you see, I've come across a problem. I didn't want to drink this yet.
But you thought of a funny reason to open the intro.
A funny reason. Don't you like my bonfire? What was it? Bonfire juice. But it was literally seconds ago, and I have no real memory of what, you know, I think it's the flu jab.
It's not the flu jab. Welcome to It's a Shamble, Pod Shambles, whatever it's called.
Jesus
Christ. Pod Shambles. I'm Laurie, and Paddy's over there.
Hi, how are you? Whoa, hey, Loz.
Paddy's feeling awfully gassy, aren't you?
Yeah, I think, you know what it is, mate?
It's the big can of Coke
what
you
it
just
is.
Drunk.
Big can of Coke.
Big bag of Coke.
Big can of Coke. Big glass of red wine.
Yeah.
You just made me a coffee and amaretto.
Yeah.
I've had a flu jab, and I'm really tired.
It's a perfect storm.
It's a perfect
of
storm.
Chemicals.
I genuinely think it's going to be my best episode yet.
Do you? I think you might die halfway through.
It's
going to
be your ninth best episode.
I think you've only been kept... Thanks.
No.
I just...
No.
That implies that I've had eight better episodes.
Yeah, because you've been of such a higher quality than I.
Yeah, but it makes me think that I can't reach that high quality in this episode. And if that's the case, I'm just going to give up and go
but
home
if,
right now.
But if,
oh, I mean, I am very close to it right now.
But if my best is your ninth... That means you're nine times better. No, yeah, but you're like a cat.
You might have had other... Shut up. No, we have to do actual things in this podcast.
I could die once.
Yeah.
And you could die nine. And a death in nine saves Pads.
Okay, that was, I mean, great. But at least you came full circle on your insanity.
Welcome back, listeners, to our podcast that we do.
And welcome back to you, too.
Me?
Yeah, because we've both been away. You went to Italy.
You.
I feel like we start every new bit of the podcast. We've been away, haven't we? It's a nice excuse.
But I...
Oh, for heaven's sake! This is dreadful. Do you know what, right? Do you know what? In the bit between the intro and this bit, he went, I'll tell you what, it'll be really fun. I'm going to drink more of this. I'll be even less use during the actual podcast.
It's
only taken us until 10 p.m. to be ready, but
hey,
oh no.
Hey, Lars.
Paddy's got some more bodily functions up his sleeve.
No.
Ready to terrorise
This isn't
me.
Toilet show. No, look, let's be kind and rewind.
Okay.
Give it a sec. Hey everybody, welcome to Pod Shambles.
We can't just rewind the podcast.
Yes, we can. No. I just did.
Remember our strict no editing policy.
Oh yeah, well it's not that strict. It's just I can't be bothered. Can I? That's why they're so long and far between.
Well, look, we've both been away, is what I was trying to say. We've both been to Italy. What are the odds of that?
I know. And not together. You're giving me a look like I've been let off a leash.
You have, burp-wise.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. No, the burps are gone. But yeah, we actually went to Italy to separate places for totally different reasons.
Two places in the same country, who would have thought?
I know, right? It's like whenever we go both to York.
That's not happened.
Oh, has that never
I don't
happened?
Think we've ever both been in York at the
Maybe
same
we've
time.
Been there within the... I mean, we can talk about this later. But yeah, you went to a big, beautiful place, and I went to a small, beautiful place.
Yeah, you went to Florence.
I went to Florence.
Firenze.
Si. As they call it. Si.
Yeah.
Mi Italian.
What have you got to say about it?
No.
You pulling a special Italian face.
No, it was because... You know what? When I speak Italian, I smile.
No, you don't. No,
yes,
that is not smiling. No, that's not smiling. It's a whole smugness about you.
What
you
about
that
I know some words?
No, it's more that, like, I think you just think that's what Italian people are like. You're like, I'm very happy with my lot in life. Prego.
No, I don't prego. No, I just think if I was Italian... If I was Italian, I think I'd be more chipper. I think.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
What, because you'd be in a nice sunny country?
Call me Chipperoo.
I don't think that would work.
Chipperoo. All the Australians in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I went to Florence with my friend Anna.
Yes.
Which was delightful. And you went to Lake Garda, which is pretty fucking cool.
I went to Gardone de Riviera, which is a little town on Lake Garda.
Yeah. Near the Riviera.
It's where was holidayed by D.H. Lawrence and some modernist poets like Ezra Pound.
Ooh, it was a holiday destination.
It was a holiday destination for funky writers. I did almost no writing there. It was great.
Great.
I went with my family and it was very... We did all the touristy things. Went to lots of towns. Went to Parma for the ham and the cheese.
Yeah.
Verona for the star-crossed lovers. Yeah. Didn't go to Venice.
Yeah.
But it's full of water.
Have you ever been?
Went to Milan for a food tour. That was good. I have been to Venice before. It was wicked. Not really. You can't really pop there for a day.
I popped there for a day.
Yeah, well, you can't really.
Yeah, no, it didn't work. It didn't go very well.
How did you pop there for a day?
We were camped.
Did you have a speedboat?
Outside Venice.
Oh, that's not... Well, then you were kind of in the environ of Venice for more than a day, weren't you?
Well, yeah, the environ.
Yeah, it's a good
That was fucking sexy.
Let me speak
Meet
more
Meet me in the alley later. We popped there for a day, and then we popped back because my girlfriend left her phone on a phone.
Because my girlfriend left me. So
I thought, you know what? I'll go back, and I'll do this day again, shall I?
I left her phone in Venice. That's
left her phone on a what was it called? Italian
gondola.
Punt. Gondola.
Gondola?
Gambleberry.
That's one operated by a goose.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to my gondola.
What is that
song?
That's sort of, I don't know, you know, on the gondolas, they have that cliche that's like they're all going...
And then
if a goose was doing it, of course he'd naturally be...
He would, because goose can't sing.
No, but... She left her phone on a gondola, right? We thought we'd never get it back. How on earth were we going to track down a gondola?
Yeah.
So we went to the police station the next day, and we were like, look, she left her phone on a gondola, right? And they were like, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, happens to everyone, right? Yeah, and they were really nasty.
Were they like, that was properly English?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mate, it happens all the time, doesn't it? You like, fucking
si,
mug, get si, out of here.
Si, yeah.
Si.
Yeah.
E paso todo el tempio. Mm. That's more Spanish. Mm.
Great. and she was like, well, have any phones been handed in? And he was like, no phones. And so I rang her phone and his drawer started buzzing. and I was like, is that a ringing phone? He was like, no. And I was like, seriously. So I went and got one of the other guys, and I think someone just handed my phone in, and I think it's in his desk. And he went, oh, okay, can you ring it? And I called it, and this guy's desk rang again, and he opened it. He had a desk full of phones.
Oh, he was saving.
That he was saving.
He's going to put them on Brick Lane Market later.
Yeah, he's going to just tout them to the Gondolans.
Touting, you know, goblin.
The Horn of Gondor.
Why the Horn of Gondor?
I said gondola wrong again.
Oh, but so also, that was quite weirdly a good imitation of the sound of a phone in a drawer. Yeah, like, yeah, there you go, see? there's life for you, mate, in the industry. Well, I mean, it's great that we've been away and come home again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, so
Did you like Italy?
I fucking loved it. I absolutely loved it. Florence is my favourite city in Europe outside of London.
You say that about a lot of cities.
All right, come on. Name like nine more that I say that
nine
for.
Nine more.
Name two more.
Bognor Regis.
Never been.
You had that's a lie. You've toured in Bognor Regis, I'm sure.
Have I?
I thought you'd. It's Europe's up and coming cosmopolitan centre.
Yeah, it's the Florence of Britain.
The Florence of Britain. Where else have you ever been? You said that about Zakynthos, I'm sure. This is hands down my favourite weird resort in all of Europe.
No, Florence is the one that like I always remember. I've only been twice, and this was the second time. But it's that place that it's one of the few places I've gone back to and been like, this is just as good as I bloody remember it. It was absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
And like, I went out with my friend Anna and our friend Anna.
Yeah, thanks. No, don't include me.
No, whatever, mate.
No,
and she hasn't been living there for years, right?
Yeah.
But you got back and everyone in Florence knew her. And it turns out she's got like fluent Italian.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so people were like, it was just like in the movies, you know, when they're like walking.
Good morning, miss. Yeah. Hello, miss.
Exactly.
Hey, Anna, how's the kids?
Ciao, Anna, ragazzi. And all this kind of thing. And everyone was like leaning out of doors and giving us free stuff whilst like holding on to the corner of the door.
That's, like, you know? That's basically your dream scenario is a place where people, everyone knows your name and they're leaning out of windows to give you free ham.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. And so people are, you know, throwing fresh flowers at her and, oh, we've just toasted some
almonds. They were like brandishing garlands.
Yeah, exactly.
And delivering like, rose petals.
She was like a Swedish hoopla.
It wasn't a constant jamboree.
And it was a fucking jamboree, a jambonnerie, if you will, if it was
I
France.
Shan't.
I mean, it won't. Yeah, but like we got like loads of free food and free coffee and free drinks, and like people were like so willing to take us out as well. Like, be like, we should go and do this thing. Like, so on our second day there, she woke me up at like 10 in the morning and was like, oh, we're going to go for a picnic. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And she was like, with all my old Italian friends, none of whom speak English. And I was like, okay, cool. And we went.
Fun for Paz.
We drove maybe 5 minutes outside the city to this thing that genuinely looked like it was from The Witcher 3 DLC Blood and Wine. It was so beautiful.
Good reference, mate.
And yeah, there you go.
Hang on, sorry. Also, that's a disservice to the real life place. You're like, it's as beautiful as quite a good video game. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not as good as reality, is what you're basically saying.
No, it's better. It's better than reality.
Mm.
And we went there, and we met like these old boys who had built a stable, and there was a bloody horse called Mary or Maria, but Mary, right? And I don't know if you've ever stood like by a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grew up in the countryside. So did you?
Well, yeah, but I've never stood like. Buy a horse.
Are you going to try and sell me standing next to a horse?
If I say it again, will you believe me?
No, but I just have no idea what it's going to go. And it was brilliant standing by a horse.
It was brilliant. I stood by this horse.
No, shut up.
And
you're
I
right,
did
no.
that. You know when, like, in the movies, yeah?
When they pat a horse
and they're like, yeah, and they hit its, like, haunch.
Yeah.
And they're like, tap, tap. Like, I did that. And I was literally, it was like 6.5 feet of solid muscle.
Yeah.
They're fucking huge.
No, but I'm sorry, reel back a bit. You can't, I don't be like, I stood next to a horse like it was an amazing thing in your life.
It was an amazing thing.
No, can't be the highlight of your trip to Italy.
I don't think you realise how big this horse was.
As big as a normal horse, by the sound of it.
I think it was bigger.
But you've never seen a shy horse, Paddy, which are like 8 foot tall.
No, show me. That's the thing, I never go to a horse. When are you like, hey, let's go to a horse?
Well, I did have quite a horsey sister. I mean, that's not meaning she's like horsey as in like, you know, posh and a dick.
My sister's a dick.
She just rode a horse when she was a kid.
Your sister did?
Yeah, she did well. Yeah, I'm terrified of horses, actually. I love them as animals, as like objects of beauty. They're great, but like, getting near to them, they're really fucking stupid, and they're really big.
Yeah.
And also, if I get on the back of one, they don't like it, I don't like it. So it's an arrangement I'm very happy to maintain.
I kind of like the idea of like being able to ride a horse. But yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Especially if in a bygone age, I'd be like, yeah, I'd be a chevalier, you know, I'd be on that horse.
Yeah, exactly.
All the time.
You'd be that kind of lone ranger.
Whisking damsels off their feet, skewering knaves with enormous wang.
Suckling pigs.
No,
as in you'll be eating a lot of suckling pigs.
So galloping along with three pigs at my teeth.
Yeah, like in barrels. Suckling pig. Yeah, no, and I realised, and I was quite scared of the horse at first. I was like, and she was like, no, it's totally fine.
Can't believe you
and
spun
she,
a story out
like,
of this.
Made the horse dance. Like, she, like, ran around it going, like, di-di-di-di-di, like that. And it did this, like, it, like, had so much fun. It, like, rolled on the ground with her and, like, and they just started fucking. And, sorry. I was just looking at what I could say next to make your face go even weirder.
Not much.
No, but it was amazing. And we ate, like, wild boar and, like, all these stews and cheeses and things like that. And I got blitzed every night on Tuscan red wine and gelato.
So, in conclusion,
yeah,
free stuff,
yeah,
nice old men,
yeah,
you got to stand by a horse,
yeah, stand by a horse,
got fucked up,
yeah,
free stuff,
and a weekend with one of my best friends, and I only bloody went and finished a book that you lent me.
Oh, mate, we can't talk about that though, because I'm just going to spoil it. Too bad. Read Red Rising by Pierce Brown,
and then read Golden Sun, and then read Morning Star, then do it again, then call me, and we'll just wank at each other over the phone.
It's so good. They've just signed the film rights to it as well, so you can be one of those smug dickheads who's read the film adaptation. Be like, that little thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've both come home from Italy. We've both finished a book.
I think we're doing.
What else is there to talk about? We're going to come back with some bits, right? We've got lots of bits to do.
This is the.
It's going to be a bitty one. Yes. Get ready.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of bits. Plenty of bits.
Pod juice with extra slump.
Yes, please, Dad.
Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing along.
Everybody,
bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing louder. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to my podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Podcast song. Now sing louder. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. Everybody dance to the podcast song. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bong. It's a podcast song. Now sing along.
Well, the winter's rolling in, Pads. And it's getting... You're going to laugh again, aren't you? Listen, I tried to do this bit at the beginning with a really thoughtful pause. Because I was going to say something very poetic and very lovely. And Paddy just laughed at me because I stopped for more than 8 seconds.
No, 8 seconds is a long time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I keep up on your fast-paced one. I was just saying it's getting colder, right?
Yeah.
And it's bonfire night time. You can't placate me now, you fucking bastard.
Fucking... You're wearing a nice jumper.
No, don't you claw it back now with your gainsays and pleasantries. Yeah, that's right.
I'm getting
all wordy on you. It's because we've been doing loads of cryptic crosswords recently. That's what I was going to say. It's that time of year. Yeah. We've already started doing... I mean, me and you are winter activity kind of persons.
It's
anyway.
Just winter people, I think, in general.
But I love... I mean, warm jumper, yes. Glass of wine at bedtime, yes.
Cold-blooded, like
cryptic,
reptiles.
That's not an activity.
Cryptic crossword.
Cryptic crossword, reptile crossword.
Good fires.
Yeah, good fires. These are things we like. You're a big into cryptic crosswords, and I don't get them.
Yeah, well, I've only just started trying to learn them.
Yeah.
Because I do the crossword loads on the train, especially when we're like
the quick one's a hollow experience.
The quick one is a hollow experience, but you still get to feel a little bit clever at the end. You're like, oh, cool, I did it.
But the thing I always think on the cryptic one, there are always three or two or three I never get
that you never get. And that's the thing. I was satisfied with that though. I was totally like, oh, this is just something I do, and oh look, I'm quite good at crosswords. And then I was talking to Will about doing the crossword, and he was like, I asked him a clue, and he was like. And he was like, oh, that doesn't sound very cryptic. And I was like, oh, no, it's not that I can't do cryptic ones. And he went, oh, you're doing the idiot crossword. And I was like, oh, well, so then I took it upon myself to try and learn how to do them. And boy, oh boy, am I pleased that I'm getting there.
Yeah, man. And you've taught me since as well.
Yeah, and you're a natural.
Well, stop it. I did have a cheat, which is that we used to do them in my, like, year three spelling class. I was in the clever dick spelling class.
Right, I can tell.
Well, I do use the words.
Permanthana and Jonathan. Could you look at four down for me, please? Open your books.
What kind of school do you think I went to? It wasn't Hogwarts.
A bastion in friend around sycophant. And then it'll be like, Miss, I think it's poodle.
Why is it poodle? Can you explain that cosplay?
No, I can't do it over the air. You've got to have it looking in front of you.
But no, I was just remarking is that I really love that time of year. And one of the other things that happens this time of year is it's a bit more like summer, right? When it's sunny outside, you get those long drinking days. You go to the pub and you sit outside the pub for all day.
Yeah.
But now it's this time of year, you get the really intense, like after work, let's all go to the pub, and because it's cold, we're going to get whammed and then kind of stumble home in the rain and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
But like more like parties and that kind of thing with the same, you know what I mean? Lots of festive occasions.
Yeah.
I'm really glad, by the way, we skipped out on Halloween this year.
Oh, entirely.
Because, no, I mean, I love doing it because it's our friend Kate's birthday on Halloween. Yeah. And I just remembered I haven't sent her a happy birthday thing. That's shit, isn't it?
I have.
Sorry, Kate.
Don't worry.
Hope you're not listening to this 3 weeks later.
I'll send her another one saying, oh, by the way, it was from Laurie as well.
That's it's 3 days later. A present from your mum and dad, right? And they put your name on the tag. Oh, and it's from Paddy as well.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's another thing when it's a birthday text. And you're like, and Laurie and Zach and everyone else, they did too.
They did as well.
Yeah, but like Halloween parties, man, I don't like them.
I can't stand them. I have a feeling that we talk about Halloween every year. I think our listeners know that we don't like Halloween, but I think you've stumbled onto something quite interesting.
The party, maybe.
The party.
Yeah.
This is the... Now, I'm not... And I don't know. Maybe you are. I certainly think you're better at it, but I don't know if that's either your whole... I'm not good at parties.
Okay, well, that's something that everyone thinks, though.
Do you think so, though? Because I reckon there are some clever dicks out there who are like...
Yeah, but they're assholes.
And the Prince of Parties, like, you know, and they're going in and they're swanning around.
Prince of Parties.
And but I've seen a lot of dickhead Prince parties.
Yeah, I think everyone thinks, you know, I mean, maybe there are two camps, but I think there are a lot of people, at least, who don't think they're very good at parties, and they're exactly the people you want to talk to.
Yeah.
Because they're the people who are actually interesting and don't need to make it. Because they're kind of characterised by the attention-seeking people, basically.
Well, I suppose, but...
Extroverts.
If they're anything like us, then for the people, they won't be at parties.
That's what I mean. So the people who don't want to be there are actually the people you want to find and hang out with. Sometimes.
But you won't find them at the party.
No, because you'll be too busy looking at Greg who's shoved two ping-pong balls up his arse.
I
and
hate saying, Greg!
Look, I'm beer pong!
Yeah, exactly. And then he like shits himself and everyone's like, Greg, like,
do a kickstand, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. Do a flip. Greg's aside, you know what it is? So I've been to two or three parties
recently. Whoa, someone's popular.
I know, right? And what I've realised is I really like parties that are at bars that I already go to. Because it's like, if we have a thing at like Garlic and Shots or the Carpenters or something like that, where we can just booze, it's really nice because it's just like being at the pub but with more people.
But isn't that also because most of them are your friends?
Yeah. Big parties.
Yeah.
And I've been to two social occasions where I didn't really know anyone recently.
Uh huh.
And the first one was with you up somewhere in London.
Uh-huh.
And you knew some people.
Oh yeah, a couple of people. It was one of our friends' housewarming.
Yes.
So I knew her and I knew a couple of her flatmates. But yeah, the vast majority, we had no idea.
And I knew her from school. I was very much a last minute addition to the plans. I think I suddenly found myself free and tired and bored.
Well, we were making out in the bar, weren't we?
We just macked.
And we got a phone call. And I was like, oh, darling, come with me, please.
Yeah, and we went down and I was like, oh, this is gonna be, you know, this is gonna be great. And what I immediately noticed was that I walked into this party, and as you said earlier, there were literally people playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, like, do I have to get involved? And then everyone ignored me, and I was like, oh, got off scot-free. And then about 10 minutes later, I was like, hang on, no one here wants to speak to me.
Mm.
So I stood in a corner of the garden, chain-smoking and drinking a bottle of red wine with you.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
Like, you and I had a really nice time. But I was just like, I could try and involve myself, but I feel so nervous going up to people. And especially when they're the kind of people that are good at parties, you know that our sense of humours aren't going to get on. And you know that they like, you know, sticker books and race cars. And I don't know anything about those
things. You love a good sticker book.
I do love a good sticker book. And actually, I'd love a good race car.
You'd have a go
as well.
On a race car.
But like, I'd have a go. I'd get one of those like Lego driver's licenses you get at Legoland. So I just realised I'm not very good at talking to those people, and every time I did try and start a conversation or make a joke, I felt like everyone was like, who the fuck are you?
Alright, but there are a couple of things at play. I mean, I agree with you. I find parties really stressful.
Yeah.
Until you know everyone there, and then they're the most wonderful thing, because like, oh, I can just be entirely myself. But when you feel a bit on parade.
Yeah.
But like at that party, number one, like they were all mates from work, the vast majority, or they all knew each other from before.
Yeah.
So we were definitely the weirdos on the outside.
Yeah.
Even though I knew a couple of them, I still... But you also feel that as that wall goes up, you then feel even more strongly like, well, I'm going to still be me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... you know, lower or rise myself to this.
Yeah.
You have to come to me, kind of. I don't know, I feel that parties, you get those weird, people talk about cliques at parties, and I always remember thinking, oh, yeah, whatever, people aren't that susceptible. But they do, they form. I remember when we were kids going to parties, and it would just always be me, you, and the same couple of idiots in the corner while everyone else was doing their thing.
Yeah, everyone else was usually having fun.
Yeah, and you and the idiots, like, having my favourite idiots in all the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, usually, like, some kind of explosive,
yeah,
or, like, a lot of alcohol.
Find
or
an old N64
Robbie O'Neil
in the corner. Yeah.
Embarrassing him in public.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, a combination of those things. I'm with you, though, man. I find it really stressful, but I think it's just a case of letting go and being like, you're probably a wanker, so let's not even bother with this.
That's really interesting, because I think at this party that I was just talking about, I think what I ascertained that night was I was just like, I'm sure these people are all great, but it's very clear that I'm not going to approach any of them, so I'm just going to keep to my own territory, right? And then eventually we went home, and it was, you know, and you and I sat in the living room and got whammed, or whatever we did. Anyway, and that was one tact. Now, the other tact is what I did. I went to a party last week, and this was through a friend of our flatmates.
Mm.
And it was sort of, I got in from a gig at, like, 1 a.m, and I called Zach, and I was like, I'm really bored, like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, this, like, mad party down in, like, you know, Hackney or wherever it was. He was like, you should come on down, man. And I was like, actually, I haven't seen Zach all week, that would be really nice. So I went to this party, and it was hell. It was a fresh hell.
Yeah. And because there was 100% wall-to-wall wanker.
Oh my god. And, like, for a start, costume party. I don't like dressing up. I didn't know you were meant to dress up. And everyone had so much money. They were just they were just, like, covered in gold and
money or time.
Face
and
paint and time.
Art
degrees. And they all worked in PR or, you know, and all this. And they
But look, this is what you're getting, look what you're getting annoyed about. You're getting annoyed that you're different from them.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You're not their kind of
and
people.
I'm like, why am I getting worked up about this? Why am I?
It's because you've been forced to be in a room with these people for a long time, and you would never cross paths usually, but because it's a party, there's the social pressure of, like, well, I must go and I must be fun, and, you know, this is about meeting people and I must be approachable, and even though you know and they know, and, you know, fucking the gnat in the corner knows that if you saw each other on the street, you just pass each other and think, what a twat, both ways.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was, and because I was having all these thoughts of the thing, I chose at the party, I was like, no, fuck it, I'm throwing myself into this.
Oh dear.
I'm gonna get quite drunk, and I'm going to talk to everyone. I'm going to dispel all this weird prejudice I have about...
What did you find?
About it. And so for about an hour, I was like, yeah, I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it. I'm talking to him. He's got some views, you know. He's got a very long story that just kept going
on. And after an hour, you turn around and they've got a projector up with your face and, like, don't talk to this dweeb.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone turns and laughs at the same time. Oh, no. Who invited Melvin?
Someone, like,
here
drops my shorts or something. But then I found myself at, like, 6 a.m. with 4 people who I didn't know, and I was sat in someone's living room who I'd never met before, and we were all sat there, and everyone's chain-smoking and still drinking, and it was suddenly, like, it was like I woke up. It was like, not because I sobered up, but it was like walking in on yourself. You can imagine walking into this living room and looking at yourself and going, what are you doing?
I'm having such a bad
time.
What
the fuck are you doing? Because all the activities I enjoy, but I should have just done that with
people
I
know and love.
And so I came to the conclusion that I gave people a chance, and people give me a chance. That's really nice. But at the end of the day, I was like, I just don't get on
but
with this world.
Yeah, it's also because you... And it's not like you don't like meeting people and you're a shut-in.
Yeah.
Like, you meet so many people when you're gigging and when you're... You know, you're constantly coming home with stories of another lost stray you found at the pub.
Yeah.
It's like, now we're best friends, I'm going to his wedding.
Yeah.
Which is lovely. But that's how you meet and love people is by, as you personally, is by...
Tinder.
Well, meeting them and caressing their face. Yes. No, but actually talking to them and having more to engage upon other than, we're both here, we're both a bit pissed, let's exchange. Yeah. And the other thing I fucking hate at parties is it's endless small talk. And you get to that point at about 2 hours in when you go, I now realise I have a perfectly polished paragraph about who I am and what I do that I've been, like, buffing up for this entire evening, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, why am I saying this? This is not why. And you kind of end up saying, well, I'm a writer or whatever. And you're like, that's not what I am. I sit in my pants and play, you know, World of Warcraft and then record a podcast most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. And people are like, I'm in PR, I'm in something. They seem to have this, like, well, of course, this is me. And, you know, I'm married to a wonderful woman. She's got 8 legs and 2 degrees, and we've got 18 dogs, each with a degree from Harvard themselves. And isn't it wonderful? And my child has got...
From Barclay.
From Barclay. From Barclay. Who's Barclay?
Barclay, the university.
Oh, right. Oh, Berkeley. Yeah. And I have spat on your face.
You did spit right in my eye, as you said,
I'm
Berkeley.
Sorry about that.
No, but that's it. And these people, they...
But it becomes not just me, sorry. It's not about, you know, actually interacting with someone. It's just about presenting this little polished version of yourself really effectively.
Yeah.
You know, you think of all the amazing friends we've made. How many of them are people who, and without seeing later on, we met at a party once and then hit it off forever?
Yeah.
It's like no one, is it?
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
There are people you might have first met at a party, but it would have been the first in a number of things.
Yeah.
With the exception of a couple of our neighbours in this flat who we met when they turned up at one of our parties.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think the only reason they got away with that is because they're European. And I know that sounds racist, but there was something so much more at ease about them just coming and being like, hey, I'm at your party now.
Yeah.
We got like loads of Spanish guys. There was the Belgian guy. Let's not go into the Belgian guy from upstairs. You remember him?
The guy was
turned
quite
up at like
evil.
2 a.m. yeah. And was just a little bit like, you know, you wouldn't have been surprised if he'd been posting on a forum about the composition of a bomb kind of thing. He was that kind of, you know, that kind of, oh wow, you're on your own because you're actually quite...
Because you're quite terrifying.
I know, is that unfair to say? I found that a bit in Italy, like people are much more free and easier about kind of coming over and saying hi. Like America is number one place.
Yeah, yeah.
For like, you know, when we were in New York and people would always want to talk to us because we were the, you know, even the bar guys would want to talk to us.
But I think that's fine because
it's
you're
so much more part of the identity there, isn't it?
That's, I almost wonder if actually it's the reverse and it's that it's so much a part of our identity not to do that.
No, I think it's particularly strong in America. There are other countries where it's not. Like I was saying, in Europe, it's just a bit more easy.
Yeah.
But still, they're quite, particularly like North Europe, like particularly like France, like
yeah.
It's, you don't, my sister was like, you don't approach people and it's only creepy men who kind of approach you in public.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting thing, but there's some weird, and I don't think it's any accident that these parties, the bits we don't like about them are kind of like beer pong and like forced American fun. Whereas what we want is quite a UKIP sit in a pub with a pint of bitter,
yeah, exactly.
Talking to people.
Because everyone that approached me at this particular party, they never opened with something nice. It was as if
or
they
like,
had, like,
who are you?
And yeah, like, it was always like, guess you didn't know it was a costume party.
Yeah,
or like, oh, you have got a lighter. Do you mind if I have one of your smokes? It was never like,
hello, who are you?
Yeah, it was never like, hi, you're standing on your own, or hey, would you like a glass of this, or you know, and I really didn't like. And then immediately, of course, they're like, oh, what do you do? And they'll talk about what they do forever. And then they go, and you? And I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. They're like, that is so funny. That is so funny. So.
Tell us a joke.
Yeah, tell us a joke. It's always the first one. And then I always say, I'm like, actually, I'm not really going to...
More of a writer.
I'm not really going to do that. I'm not really kind of a joke. Like, great, I've got a joke. Yeah. And then they've got a shit joke.
About MDMA.
Oh, yeah, exactly. How many lines can
festival.
You fit in my nose? All of them, because I'm mad.
Because I'm a big drug
Because I'm just big drugs. I learned that one at Secret Garden Party. And like, they were... Ooh.
I think we're in danger, by the way, of being like, these are the people we don't like.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, do you want a balloon? No. Fuck off. Oh, but it just went on and on and on. And I just, and yeah, and I think I've now realised that I just like my friends.
Well, that's the thing. We're talking, I probably shouldn't broadcast this on a podcast. We're talking about doing a big party for New Year's.
Yeah.
Because our birthdays are both in January as well, so it's always quite a nice time to do.
Just come to 123 Shamble Drive, Oakland.
Bring your own booze and some for us.
Yeah. Oh, and some fun.
And then leave by 9.
Oh, yeah, we're having a party, aren't we?
We should be, but it was interesting talking when we were in the pub the other day with some of our really good mates. We're talking about it, and I was like immediately like, yeah, but we want to keep it to non dicks, basically. I really want to have like a fucking strict guest list and be like, I hate being like, you can't bring friends, but I almost want to be like, don't bring your friends.
Yeah.
I know I love you. Don't bring anyone else.
Because I've never really done those kind of parties. It's always like, in my head, a party is still like way too many people. Like, everyone shows up, there's loud music,
you know, all that kind of thing. I had a really nice one when one of my birthdays, one of the first ones here, when I think you didn't even live here, actually.
All right.
And loads of the Abingdon guys came up, you know, from where we grew up.
Yeah.
And it was a very nice crowd. And I realised by the end of it, because I was the only one who'd invited anyone, because it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's fucking lovely. Can't every party be like this? I have the say on the guest list.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is I've got immaculately good taste in people.
I think
so
you do.
If you've got a party that needs a bit of zhuzhing, a little bit of, you know, social cohesion.
Yeah, great.
Call it racial cleansing if you want.
Cool.
I'm your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Great.
Yeah? What do you want? I reckon you want a bunch of white, asymmetrical haircutted wangs.
Great.
From the East London area.
I work at Yahoo.
Oh, God, what do you do there?
I'm the head of Googling.
Head of Googling head, at
head, Yahoo. I'm the head of Googling at Yahoo.
Yeah.
And it was...
Yahoo.
I, me, because it's me.
I've got to choke you somehow, in your sleep.
Somehow my teeth are, like, bigger than my mouth.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't really have any lips because they've been eroded by cocaine. And it's great because I'm
Do you know what?
Somehow,
I tell you something.
Everyone's in love with me.
I've got to tell you something. You would love my friend Paddy. Let me just go get him. Paddy!
What's he like?
Oh, he's a cunt.
Oh, I love it. Oh, fuck. I love that. Oh, I bet he's mad, yeah, like me.
Yeah, yeah, and my, yeah. Back in your box.
And my M-cat or whatever it is.
Oh, I'm really happy with this hat I bought. Where did you get that hat? It's a really cool
and
hat.
Where did you get those shoes?
Actually, these are really...
I really love your gloves.
They're pretty good gloves, man. Yeah.
Where did you get those gloves?
Just in the shop.
Your pen is really ace.
Well,
I wish I had your teeth.
Hang on, my teeth.
Let me drive your car.
You definitely can't drive.
Can I keep these bees?
I didn't bring bees, those are just
I'm gonna
bees.
Live in your house.
No, you're not, because...
I'm gonna marry your wife.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get to
and the then party. I'm gonna buy those shoes and gloves and your trousers and take your job and kill like half a dozen people and
hey,
then
whoa.
I'm gonna probably shit myself and I'll pretend that I'm you and I'll crash your car into a dockyard and then I'll
have that hat.
Thank you.
You can have it.
That's all I wanted.
Do you have anything you consider like an obsession?
Why? What have you seen? What did you walk
I saw the photographs. They were plastered all over the wall.
It's you.
It's always
the killer
you.
Was always you.
Am I obsessed by anything?
Yeah, no.
I get like quite temporary obsessions, I think.
Okay.
And then when it stops, because it goes over from being obsession to being like, I don't know, I have a couple of, like, I get really immersed in a lot of stuff quite readily.
Yeah.
I don't know, what about you? What do you find are the kind of hallmarks of it?
Well, that's the thing, I was trying, like, I probably don't know the actual definition of obsession. So this might be wrong, but I was trying to think earlier, I smoked a lot of cigarettes yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the evening, I was like, I wonder if I'm obsessed with cigarettes.
Well, maybe obsessed counts for the psychological part of being addicted to cigarettes.
But then what's the difference between an addiction and an obsession?
I don't know. Maybe an obsession isn't
answer
necessarily...
Answer that, Nietzsche.
Because you can be obsessed with something and not have it controlled. I don't know, maybe it doesn't necessarily control you. I don't know, but it does, because it's an obsession.
But that's the thing. So is an obsession, like, is something, like, if you're obsessed with something bad... then it's probably quite easy to call it, like, a debilitating addiction.
Yeah, I think obsession just catches the mental fixation on it, doesn't it?
Like, do you think that we are obsessed by geese?
Oh, yes. Like, absolutely.
Like, why is that,
Because they're eternally funny to me. I'm obsessed with dogs. That's a good one. I'm obsessed with dogs. In that I find it very hard to resist looking at dogs on the street and, like, imagining how fun they are.
But we both had dogs as kids.
Yeah, I
mean, reckon that breeds it? Because, actually, I'm trying to think of the thing... Obsession. Okay, bar cigarettes. But I'm trying to think of what my other... My obsession is like, probably, like, video
media,
games.
Media, that's the thing.
My hat, yeah. I guess I'm technically obsessed with.
Yeah, that's more of a worrying compulsion.
But
because you think the thoughts will get out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Am I thereby obsessed with little beards? Because
no.
I always have a little beard.
No, I think an obsession... is something that the desire to kind of get more into it,
yeah,
kind of is irrational, but only doesn't mean it's inexplicable, just means that there's like it's just the fact that the thing exists that makes you interested in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you've gone beyond the point of it being so, like, if you're into a TV show or something,
yeah,
when it stops being I'm going to watch this every week because this series is fun and I want to see, you know, and I'm enjoying watching it, to more I've got to know what happens,
yeah,
what is going to happen to, I was about to say, a character from The Walking Dead who's just died,
yeah,
no spoilers,
yeah,
you know, Game of Thrones, who's going to be the Game of Thrones,
who's
going to
win the throne,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, one thing recently that we're both pretty obsessed with, right, is a bit of Black Mirror, bit of Charlie
Brooker. Oh, well, that, yes. That, like, no, that probably counts.
That counts
actually.
Because...
I was about to argue against that, but no, that has probably, I mean, everyone's talking about this at the moment, so maybe this is a bit of a, you know, a sort of easy target to make.
Mate.
But everyone is fucking going on about it, and
I love Black Mirror. I know that you love Black Mirror. Mm. And like when it came out and it did that thing where they released all the episodes in bulk.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I'm going to ration this. I'll watch like one a week. I watched all six of them.
I just did.
Immediately.
Two consecutive days. Yeah.
I spent one evening. I didn't go to the pub. I started at about 10 and I finished at about 5. And
it
was one of the best 7 hours of living memory. My living memory isn't long.
No.
Like, it's probably got about the last 10 days.
There are some highlights in there.
Yeah, there are some highlights. There are some low points.
There's some competition.
You know? We've all got that. But yeah, currently I think I'm obsessed about it because I find myself wanting to talk to everyone about it, but also, I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
Well, that, I mean, Red Rising as well, those books.
Like I was saying earlier.
That's terrible because they're really plotty books. So
I'd say that obsessed me for
that
a while.
Really obsessed because I picked up that first one and then passed it on to you when I'd finished.
Yeah.
And we both went, oh, well, this is now one of our chief loves.
To the extent where you bought all three books and I borrowed your first two and then had to buy the third so we could read it at the same time.
Oh, it was so good.
And we found each other sitting in the same room and reading it and then like looking over each other and being like, are you on page 361 yet?
Has Cassius just...
Yeah, exactly. Well, what you got? Like, that kind of...
Well, the Black Mirror is a funny one with that, though, because Black Mirror... I was, you know, I feel... Even with Red Rising, like, it's not widely read yet, but I'm still late to the party with Red Rising.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the third, you know, if the trilogy's finished now.
Yeah.
But Black Mirror, I remember waiting and anticipating season one, episode one, thinking my hero, Charlie Brooker, has written a serious thing, having only done very silly things up to now.
Yeah.
I'm going to love it. There's no two ways around it.
Connie Huck's on board.
Yeah.
She's on board.
She writes some of it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know one of the new episodes was written by, oh my goodness, what's her name? Anne Perkins. Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones.
Wrote one of the first episode about social, you know, the social media profiles. Isn't that cool?
That's the thing.
But I think that's the key, is being like, oh, I don't even care how good it is. It's just the fact that it's Charlie Brooker. I'm going to watch all
but
three
luckily,
series.
It was fucking
luckily,
brilliant.
Luckily, it's great.
Yeah, for anyone who hasn't watched Black Mirror, it's what would you describe it?
It's
a plausible dystopian look at the near future.
It's quite like Twilight Zone. It's quite like it goes, what's look at our world. What's scary and weird about it? I'm going to take this aspect and make it, you know, the fulcrum of a sci-fi, a fantasy, weird story.
Yeah.
But, you know, ask all the philosophical questions.
Yeah.
It's pretty sci-fi. But the thing that makes it Black Mirror is that Charlie Brooker's really into the effect that screens have on our lives. And, you know, phones, computers. So it's all quite tech-based.
Because we're obsessed.
We are obsessed. And the Black Mirror being a blank screen reflecting back at you is a Black Mirror.
I actually didn't know that.
That is... How cool is that, though?
That's really cool.
Yeah, I just thought
it was, like, the dark side
and
of our own reflection.
The intro is the cracking glass of a screen.
Oh, that's really fucking cool.
Hats off to Brooks, mate.
Oh, man.
I've been obsessed, and it's been such a good new series, and he's so good at, and him and his other directors and writers are so good at getting the meaty bit of this what-if scenario. And it always, almost always turns horrible.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's one of the shows that when I watch it, and like, and I get this probably once, one every 20 shows I watch, where you see something and it makes you want to write more.
Absolutely.
Black Mirror does that to me. Like, immediately, whenever I finish an episode, I'm like, fuck, I've got to write something like this. Do you get that?
I do. And a lot of it is frustration. Like, how the hell did he get that? How did he get that out of his little brain? I can't deal with it. But it's, that's the joy of it. It's so creative and require such a like a sick brain a lot of the time. I've got to be honest.
Like if in a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
We were getting writer status.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
If you got invited to write like an episode of Black Mirror.
Oh,
maybe,
my God!
You know, in the same way that like, Neil Gaiman sometimes gets to write an episode of Doctor Who or something like that. They get you in as a guest. So they clearly want your own take
spin
on it.
Oh.
But it's working within the realms of this weird tech, social media thing going. Do you reckon you'd be able to have some?
Yes,
kind of
mate, and it's funny you ask because I got a couple of great ideas.
Have you already got big ideas?
Mate, okay. Here's my first idea, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you know what everyone loves a bit of Farmville? Okay, what if, right, you do an episode of Black Mirror, and it's just a bunch of guys playing Farmville, just doing their farm chores, you know, doing their crops, you know, making sure everything's watered, right?
Yeah.
And it goes through the whole episode, and it's this one gal who's finding it really hard to do Farmville well, and her farm keeps getting attacked by, like, marauders.
Are we seeing the farm, or are we seeing
you just see her, and you see her screen, and you see the people she's interacting with, and stuff is going wrong, and she's getting like maliciously attacked in Farmville,
right?
And like the like griefers and people are destroying her crops and taking her pigs.
Can you do that in Farmville?
And I don't think so, but it's my version of Farmville.
Yeah, yeah.
Called field
Cropton.
Fieldland.
Cropton's
good.
Cropton.
And the whole episode goes through, and the things get weirder and weirder, and she gets more and more freaked out.
Yeah,
doesn't know what's going on until the end of the episode.
Oh, the end is normally where they reveal something.
Twist, the kink in the monkey's paw.
What? It's yes. Okay, what happens to
her? What happens? You find out that it was actually a real farm in Sierra Leone that she was managing. And what Farmville is nowadays is actually a way to crowdsource farm management to bored white people in England.
Oh.
And they're actually managing little farms. And what's been happening to her farmers is being attacked by local gangs the whole time. And it's fulcrum comes when she gets a message being like, uh-oh, looks like someone's taken all your chickens and sacrificed them to God. And she's like, what? I don't know. And that's actually happened in real life.
Oh, my God.
And then she gets killed by an errant swan. That's
from one of the farms.
From one of the farms.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's my big idea.
That's actually quite good, because what it could be, like, all these attacks that you're saying, instead of local gangs, right?
Right.
What if it's other people playing Farmville?
Farms invading.
Farms invading
other
farms.
What's the other one? Clash of Clans.
Like Clash of Clans. But what the people don't know is they're actually...
Real people.
Yes, they're sending people to kill each other. That is super...
No, wait, I got it. No, one more step. Not people.
No,
farm animals.
Oh,
so it's
mechanized war beasts.
No, they're like, they've got little like command collars on them.
Yeah.
So you're actually like, oh, I'm going to send my little cow platoon to invade my friend's farm. It's a funny thing. You're actually sending...
And the animation's really fun. And
it's actually... A legion of bloodthirsty BSE-ridden cows
charging off.
I love it. Make it. Come on, commission me, Charlie.
All right.
Have you got any ideas? What have you got to pass Commissioner Brooklyn?
Okay. How about...
Hit me up.
How about... Okay, Black Mirror. All right, I've got something.
Okay.
Okay, so it's set in the near future.
Oh.
Like most of them are. I hear you yell.
Most of them are, Paddy, you fucking mug.
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you said, Laurie.
Yes.
So, near future, right.
Okay.
And there are... Right, okay. So, hang on. Let me work this out. So, you know how people are so attached to their phones these days, Laurie?
Yes.
You know how that happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people, have Apple phones, iPhones, right?
Apple phones.
And they've got Siri.
Snake 2.
They've got Snake 2 and Siri.
Yeah.
Okay, so Siri, and they keep on asking Siri, hey, Siri,
will I need my thermal undies
today? Where am I? You know, and Siri's...
Where am I?
Yeah, that's what I'd be asking Siri all the time.
You ask that every day, Siri, where am I going in life? And Siri's like, I can't answer that, Patty.
Oh, yes. Okay, so Siri, and then they've got the other one, Microsoft's one or Android's
Cortana.
One. Cortana, okay. So some people...
And OK Google.
And in the way that there's now, like, Mac, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC, right? So basically, we're setting a time where these two tech giants have basically... They are at war. I mean, they're already at war.
But like, actually
but
fighting at war.
But the public don't know it, right? Ooh. But like, half the public have like the new iPhone, right?
Uh-huh.
And half of them have the new Jobby. And they've all got these now like super advanced versions of Siri and Cortana where Siri can like wax lyrical with you about a band, or it can, you know, solve an incredibly difficult...
So it's everything. So you're a complete personal companion.
Exactly. And then,
so your social life.
And then
your...
there is a bit... Yeah, exactly. It does all of
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then there's a big, like, tech con, right?
Tech con.
And everyone's really excited because there are two big stages.
It's a new Sega Game Gear.
There's two yeah, they want the new Sega Game Gear. No, Sega stages somewhere out back. And there's two big stages. One of them's for Apple and one of them's for Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're each, and oh, of course, half the audience goes to one, half the audience goes to each other, thinking this is the big thing of the century. And each, like, CEO comes out, right, and they basically announce some
Bill Gates, Tim Cook.
Exactly. Very similar things, right? But, like, and they do that thing where they'll show the phone, they're like, up until now, Siri could only talk. And then.
Now she can fuck!
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, introducing the Franguin. Right.
The Franguin.
And this little robot penguin comes out. Like that. Like, you know, in the Iron Man movie, when thousands of Iron Man, all these Franguins come down, they're like, Franguin, it's the new, it's your best friend, and it's a penguin, right? And they introduce these guys, and they are like, it has Siri's mind, but it's a.
In the body of a penguin.
The body of a penguin. So you can now be like, Siri. Or Franguin. And you can name your Franguin, like, whatever you want.
Franguin Fred.
You'd be like, Franguin Fred, yeah. Could you go and, like, you know, make me a cup of tea? And Franguin's like, of course I will! And, like, Franguin goes and... And because it's got all of Siri's knowledge, knows how to make the perfect cup of tea, right?
Obviously, for you, tailored for your
Right, so Apple are introducing Franguin. Meanwhile, on the other stage, Microsoft...
Pengmates!
Up until now, you could only...
It's Pengmates!
It was basically Pengmate.
No!
So it's like Pengmate, but it's a brobot. Okay.
A brobot?
It's a brobot. Like Microsoft, like, up until now, Cortana could only talk. And then tiny little Master Chief comes out. And they're like, Brobot.
Yeah,
the new Brobot. And maybe it's Pengmate as well. We don't. Maybe it's like part penguin. Okay. So maybe it's just penguins all the time.
It's better than penguins. And his tagline is better than penguins.
Better than penguins. It's like, what's better than a penguin? Halo
Master
5.
Chief.
Yeah. So basically, they introduce these things. And they're like, and so everyone is like massively like rushing to buy them. Everyone gets a Franguin or a Brobot, right? And people become more and more dependent on them. And they start doing all these things. But because they're still in a tech race, they keep trying to outdo each other.
Uh-huh.
So they make Franguin stronger and they make Franguin
Brobot. 2. This time it's Franglier.
Exactly. And they release a new one every
year. Franglier, it's really good.
They introduce a new one every year, like they do these days with just about everything.
Uh-huh.
Until eventually they've made them both so intelligent, they recognize that they're in competition with one another.
Oh, shit.
And they start trying to hack each other's system. Right, and because they're both like so fucking smart and they know everything about people, they realize the only way to kill Franguins, right, because the Brobots are like, how are we going to kill the Franguins, is to like supply and demand. Get rid of the demand.
You didn't see this. Paddy just really, really, like, what's the word? Like, intimidatingly crossed his arms.
Yeah,
with an X.
Like a supply and demand.
What
curve.
Happens? Supply and demand dead.
You have to get rid of the supply. So Franguin are trying to kill all of the Android users.
You mean the demand?
Yeah. Yeah, the demand. That's it. Yeah, that's it. So they're trying to kill all of the Android users, and the Brobots are trying to kill all the Apple things.
And because they're smarter than the people, they do really well.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. Then it becomes a cold war between the two robots.
Exactly.
And the people don't even know it's happening.
And because of these things have obviously not been equipped with like guns and stuff like that would be too obvious, that what they use, right,
USB-related death.
Is like psychological warfare, because our phones know everything about us, right?
So, and they'd like
so
drive
they people. Drive, yeah, they drive people mad.
Oh.
From the other side, like, get, like, so there's this crossover, and slowly everyone
becomes
mental.
So suddenly
mental.
Your phone comes up and goes, hey, your girlfriend's checking out that other guy's butt. Maybe you should break up.
And then it's son like, of a bitch.
Hey, don't you need a gun for something, you silly son of a bitch? What happens if a raptor comes through the door?
You call those shoulders. You look
need
like
men's shoulders.
Yes, you look like a fucking dick. Like all this kind of thing. And everyone has a breakdown, and then Franguins and Brobots realize that the only way for them to survive, because humanity's now broken,
to kill all humans,
is to take over. And then we become the Franguins and the Brobots.
Oh, and then we have a show.
And we're that mental, and we're that mentally broken down that we believe we need to now serve the Franguins.
Oh God, that's
maybe
that's
you
a
and I,
ending.
Yeah,
are the resistance leaders.
No,
resistance.
You're on team Robot, and I'm on team Franguin or something. And we end up having to kill each other.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. That's a commission. That's a commission for me.
I think that's
you've
actually
done that fully. Compulsive.
And do you know how I came up with that?
How?
I realised that the word friend can be put on front of the word penguin to make Franguins. And I thought, how can I
what would a leave friend... this in to what a pod shambles?
What would a Frenguin be, eh? And Brobot was just the next the other thing I thought of.
Great, I love it.
Yeah,
Brooke is going to commission it. Right, okay, well, I've got one more, mate. One more for you.
Oh, okay.
In response,
okay,
right?
Okay, right, okay.
Okay, so you know how...
Hey, here's a thought!
You know how all of the world right now is... You can just get it on your phone whenever you want.
Brexit
you
means Brexit.
Shut up. What's his name? David Dimbleby.
Yeah. Brexit means Brexit,
it
Laurie.
Does. And you know how on your phone you can kind of get anything to you immediately. You can get some dinner on Uber
just
Eats.
Eat.
You can get a cab on Uber.
Friends.
You can get a nice tasty bit of ass on Tinder.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Okay.
What if the one thing
what if you needed plenty of fish?
The final frontier in things you could have mail or delivered is that the idea of romance got so divorced from like finding, you know, having children and stuff,
yeah,
that you wanted every bit of a relationship at your beck and call. Just like in Japan where you can get someone just hit you in the arm.
You did,
Japan,
but it's fine.
When you can get someone to hug you or clean your ears for, you know, 10 yen an hour. I think that's about the conversion rate.
10 yen.
Right, instead, right, you've got there's a new app for lonely young men and it's just called Boober. What it is, right, is you just go, I'm lonely,
Boober.
And I'm a fan of 32D breasts, and you just go, Boober, and a car comes round, and it's got a special, like, hatch in the side. And a little car, a little man drives around and goes,
tiny hello, man,
hello,
he's
sir.
Like a foot high.
You ordered a Boober? And you're like, yeah, thanks, mate. And he just, it'd be 5 minutes, and he pops open a little carriage in the side.
A carriage?
And two boobs just fall out. Attached to a person, but you can't see the person. They're in a special chastity smock. And these two boobs, and for 5 minutes, you can do with those boobs what you will, as long as it's not harmful to the boobs.
Okay.
And
but this is only really applicable so far for straight men.
We know who run the world. But that's the serious point of the story. It's this new app, and people are like, it's crazy. It's like, why do people need this? But because it is so overwhelmingly popular among teenage boys and up, like, it is just the new sensation to the point where every woman is employed in some kind of boober capacity on their back and call, because you get paid thousands of pounds to be a Boober agent, because it's five minutes ago.
Yeah,
they pay premium price
by card.
Yeah, by card. Uber,
Apple Pay.
So it gets to the point where there's just boobs in cars.
Could there
That's
also
as far as I got?
Could there also be a man one called Wanger?
Wanger. Well, the thing is, though, I thought about that, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be like, oh, men and women are different, but like, I think there are a lot, like, the vast majority of men would become completely obsessed with a certain
with
a pair of customised boobs to your door at any point.
Whereas wangers are less interesting.
Like, you know, women and other people interested in wangs, like, it's less inviting just to be like, here's a disembodied dick for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Anyway, what it leads to is just worldwide economic collapse, and all the men in the world die out and women take over the world with Boober. That's the twist at the end, is that the women were behind it all along.
Ah, because they wanted to get rid of the guys.
Yeah.
That's quite clever, actually.
And not at all sexist,
also,
I think you'll find.
Uber's expansion into Boober. It's really good. Maybe they've got, like, other facets. Maybe, like...
Oh, yeah?
Maybe this, like if you ever wanted to watch Die Hard...
Okay.
You could just dial a Gruber.
Oh, dial a Gruber.
Yeah.
Dial a Gruber.
Or, how about, if you need the toilet...
Yeah.
Boober.
Okay, what about if you really want to pick your nose, but you know it's disgusting, so you want to get someone else, you get Booger, and then just someone comes around with a really snotty nose, and you can pick it for
you. You have a little go.
You can get the satisfaction of clearing a nostril, but it's not your own nose.
Or if you ever want some peanuts,
yeah,
Boober.
What about if you're seeing to a romantic partner, but things are just a little dry down there, so you just call up Boober.
Okay, what if you you've always wanted to go diving, right? But never had the chance.
Yeah.
Scuba.
Scuba. Okay,
scuba.
I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. What about if you're caught in a custody battle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And your example, wife is playing hardball.
Yeah.
And she does something really reprehensible to win the kids back in the case.
Yeah.
Suda.
Yeah, Suda. Nice. Well, okay, how about if so you're in this big brass band, right? And, but God, we're a bit low on the bass.
There's no bass in action in this band.
Tuber.
Alternatively, the same service will also deliver potatoes and onions to you, because they're tuberous vegetables.
Tuber is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we run out yet?
No. I'm like, I wish I could masticate.
Yeah.
Tuber.
Tuber.
And oh, I wish I could masticate. And Star Wars, Chewbab Boober.
Oh, hey.
what about
Chewbab Boober?
Hey, I wish I had a scarf that is also a hood. Snooter.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. I think okay. I'm going to pull the plug on this one.
No, like, not yet.
Yeah, no, we have
what
to.
What about God? There's so much me in this room. Why? Could do with some. Uber.
Okay.
Okay. What about?
No, no, stop it.
What about? All right. I'm getting a bit sick of this old Uber. How about Uber?
Okay. Yeah. That's the end.
Yeah. Are you
that
sure?
That is the end.
I could probably
that
go on. It's
is
unadvised, isn't
the
it?
End.
Oh, I wish I could advice. Go dancing. Why not go do a Kluber? Clubber. Kluber. Wanger.
This song is a song about links.
It's a song about links.
Not that kind of link.
Not that kind of link.
It's only a podcast link. Not a link between worlds or a link to the past. Just a link between links. That links that bit and this bit.
Welcome back to the SS Would You Rather. Contestants, ready?
Yes.
Gladiators, ready?
Sure.
That's a sexy gladiator no, voice.
Mickey Mouse.
Then let's play. I've got a Would You Rather, Mickey.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it in character.
I've got one in my book. Hang on.
All right, wicked. All right, so do you want to hear mine first?
Yeah, okay.
I came up with this today, and I think it's quite inspired.
I came up with mine today. So,
Charlie
yeah.
Brooker, if you're listening, could be the plot for the next Black Mirror. Just saying. Would you rather have a sentient penis, right? That, though, sentient, pretty fucking stupid. I'm saying that brain level of about a pigeon, and it requires, like, cooing and encouragement to work in the way you want it.
Okay.
And sometimes, like, if you get angry with it, it gets really shirty and won't listen to you. It
bites you.
Yeah, exactly. Or an incredibly intelligent bum that, like, would plan, like, your entire digestive system for you. It would, like... But yeah. It's, like, a bit maniacal, and it will literally wake you up every day and be like, right, here's your plan for today. So I need you at 4, 6.30, and at 9
can
you're
going to
be... Like, no, just to you. Just, like, it's just internal, and it can control your life if it wants to.
Can it control your body?
It can control your... Just anything south of the, kind of, stomach is his domain.
Oh, okay.
So he can't, like, force you to a toilet, but he can make you shit yourself.
Okay, he can make you vomit.
So, pigeon brain dick.
Yeah.
Or clever bum.
You know what, like, okay, does it change the appearance of either thing?
No.
And no
except that your penis is a little more, like, prehensile. Like, it's a little bit more animated.
It can, like...
Yeah, it's like, come on, and be like...
Look around.
It makes a little cooing noise as well.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that. So we can either... Well, no, hang on, that
but
might
your
change.
Bum, is ever, as an aside, exactly, an evil laugh.
Foiled again!
that's all you can do.
Okay, I'm inclined to go with sentient penis.
Okay, why?
Because I feel like we'd have mainly the same needs.
Your same needs, like...
Well, like, I think, like, he probably wants similar things to me.
He wants.
If he's not that clever, I feel like it would be quite easy to please him, like, to sort of, you know, like, I could keep him on side.
Okay, but you have to...
Because he wouldn't take over my life.
But what if you... just imagine this. It's, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Something gets you... Like, there's a loud noise outside, like a firework going off, like it is around here.
It's in the back.
And you're... Your bum is cold. No, and you're starting... You're, whoa! And you wake up, and your penis is like...
Whoa!
And really, really scared.
Yeah.
And like...
Well,
like, you know,
so now
shivering.
It can talk and
no,
stuff.
No, it's just like expressive, but it's petrified.
Yeah.
And you wake up and you're like, I really need a piss, like my bladder's about to burst.
Right.
And you like, you're desperate to wee and your penis is too scared to do it. It's just like, no. And simultaneously, what if you meet a really nice girl and you bring her back to yours? You're like, okay, now it's time for penis time. And you're like, come on, mate, let's go. And your penis is like, just it's a bit in a bad mood. It's like it's because it's like an animal and it has its own mood swings.
I feel like it would
so
be quite easy
to
cheer him up.
20
again,
minutes
though.
With a bit of cheese on a string. We're like, come on,
a cheese on a string. He's
that's
probably
what your
more,
dick likes.
Probably more interested in, you know, like toffee crisps or something.
All right, yeah, toffee crisp on a string.
Well, then what I'd do, right?
Yeah, toffee crisp.
I'd keep a toffee crisp in the bathroom.
just to charm your penis.
Yeah, and then if it ever got to that point, I'd be like, oh, I'll be right back. I just need to, you know, close.
What
the door.
If she then walks in and it looks like you're slapping your dick with a
no,
toffee
I'd
crisp?
No, I'd remind him. That there's a toffee crisp in it for him
if he plays his part.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And then he'll do super well, right?
Well, you hope.
Well, yeah, he's quite a simple creature.
A
I just think I don't like the idea of this evil bottom.
No, but but just saying, like, it would never be like every now and then it would encroach on your real life, but it would mostly be like just a very efficient, like, he'd be like, right, you need to have your breakfast at this time, and then I will poo for you at about 11:30.
Can I turn him off at all?
No, oh no, he's in control.
Well, then I think that would drive me mad.
Why? It'd be a nice
always
bit of structure
having
your
arse's voice in your head, being like, well, today the schedule starts at 6.
Don't you have that anyway? I have that all day, every day, just my bum, like, you know, chemically being like, oh, poo time, better go. Don't want to be late for lunch.
Every week he has a cigar.
Yeah. But he's so intelligent that he would also help you sort your life out a little bit. Like, but it would all be pretty aimless.
You see, I think I'd become better friends with my wanger.
such a comment on yourself. And I love it.
I think we could get on like better. Yeah. Whereas I think me and my mum would always be
we'd fall out.
He'd keep making me shit. Like, we'd have an argument, and it would. Yeah, I'm going to go with Magic Wang.
Okay, cool. Magic Wang. There you go. It's
yours. I feel like 40% of the answers to our Would You Rather questions is Magic Wang.
Well, it's only as it is in real life.
Okay,
what you got for me?
Luckily enough, mine sticks on. It's on theme.
Good.
Shall we say
on Shambles
okay.
brand?
Laurie, would you rather shit the bed?
Good. Yes. Tell me more.
So puerile. Would you rather shit the bed every time you got in a bed?
Oh.
Or
I love bed.
Shit yourself. Every time someone says the word bed.
Oh, okay.
Within earshot.
Okay. Well,
so
my,
it's not win-win. Really.
It's not really. Okay. Well, my initial answer is going to be. Definitely when I get into bed, because at least I know when that is.
Yes.
So at least every time I get into any bed, I can take the appropriate precautions. Whenever anyone says the word bed, I'm completely beyond my control, isn't it? I'd have to go into a new room and be like, okay, guys, look, I've just got to tell you, can you not say the word that rhymes with red that starts with B that's where you go to sleep when I'm around? What bed? Oh,
well, you could, what, like, you.
I have to have a little card I hand out to people. Says, please, I've got
you
a very.
You could weave a yarn. You could pretend that you have a chronic fear of the word.
That's not going to make it any better.
Yeah. If you, because then when you're around the people that trust you, they know that they're not
going to
say bed all the time.
Because I guess a chronic fear could account for me shitting myself, but as soon as someone says bed, I'm going to poo myself. So immediately, any yarn I spin will be completely undermined.
You could never, like, for instance, buy a bed.
No, I could, because I would never. I would. What do you mean? Because
if you went into a bed shop, there's no way that people won't say the word bed.
That's exactly what I mean. It's completely beyond my control. Whereas if I was in a bed shop buying a bed, I don't necessarily have to get in it to test it out. If the guy's like, go on, test it. It's like, no, it looks,
I'm fine.
It looks really comfy, thanks.
If you,
but, you don't want me to test
but then
this bed.
It's like, but then think of every relationship you ever have. Every evening when you go to
oh,
bed.
Oh, yeah, and I poo myself.
It's ruined by
don't spit at me when you say ruined by poo. No, but hang on. If you were with someone who you loved and you're very familiar with, it would be like, I'm sure there are relationships that get past people shitting themselves all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
You can wear a nappy.
There are people who, you know, have no control over their
but
bowels.
Then to clean yourself up, you have to get out of bed.
So clean myself up. No, then I just have to sit with the shit, wouldn't I? Or I'd have to have a special. Okay, what? Hang on. Once I've shat myself, is there any kind of grace period either way?
No.
So both, whenever I do either thing. So whenever someone said bed, I just go. No, getting into bed is a better life.
But like,
no.
I mean, I guess you could just sleep
because,
on a chair.
Right? No, because if it was just
you could
the word,
do all your bed things on a chair.
Oh, horrid.
Oh, but maybe it's whatever counts as
a bed whatever
but
I consider a bed.
The speaking one, right? The bed, hear the word bed. Yeah. You just move to a country that doesn't have the word bed. You know, what's French for bed?
Lit.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, you know, they'll be saying Lee all the
time.
I don't
want to move to fucking France.
So the question is, would you rather move to France or your life be genuinely unlivable? And you chose genuinely unlivable.
Option B. Well, good. I feel like we've learnt a lot about each other.
Fuck, I'm sorry. That really...
Why don't you go and shit yourself? Your little stupid penis.
Shit
weirdo.
The bed, I guess. Listen up, everybody. The song is called Bum Monkey.
Woo!
That's as far as I got. Sorry, Laurie, I'm just snipping my victory scissors.
It sounds a little bit like you're just trimming your pubes on air.
The sweet Victory scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. I'm just going to brush my victory hair.
Okay. Yep. Why are you doing this, mate?
Getting a gun that.
You're brushing your hat.
Just going to light the victory candle.
The victory candle?
Yep.
I know why you're playing up.
Just take a little sip of my victory wine.
You've won nothing! You've won nothing apart from a campaign of lies and treachery, Paddy Jervis.
It's funny you say that, because I believe I have won something.
Don't do a hashtag
Team Paddy. I've won a wager.
A wager with you.
A little wager.
Sorry to stop you.
I'll let you talk. I promise I'll let you talk.
You won't.
Would you mind just reminding me what the wager was and who won?
Just to be clear,
because I think I know who won, but I want to be sure you know
who won. I bet, Paddy, that no one was as fucking stupid as him as to have not understood that Flo Rida's name came from the fact that he is a Floridian man and had decided that the name of the state, Flo Rida, sounds like someone who rides the flow, a.k.a. an efficient rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And I was suggesting that was so painfully fucking obvious that no one else had been duped quite like you were.
So what I bet, Paddy, was I bet
you a fiver per person that nobody was as thick as you.
Yeah.
And alarmingly and distressingly, our listenership have demonstrated quite the opposite, that everyone is on your level.
You see, I do
and
recall this.
Technically, you were right.
I did win that bet.
By virtue of everyone being thicker than I thought they were.
You see, that's also interesting, Laurie, because if they're all thick,
yes,
like me,
yes,
then I'm punching on my level,
right?
Whereas it means you're punching well below your weight.
Why are you saying that like it's an insult to me?
And yet I won.
Yeah.
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 I...
Yeah, because I thought too much of our listeners.
Should we just have a little look? Let's have... We got a couple of quotes.
Oh, okay.
So I do recall saying... Yes, now I remember now. Aidan Thorne got in
Aidan
touch
Thorne
with us.
Aidan Thorne, but he's a snake.
Oh, yeah, but he's very intelligent.
I mean, just because he plays jazz doesn't make him intelligent.
He is a smart-ass guy. He has always been very clever.
Okay, we also have Ben Pryor.
Yeah, Ben Pryor, also very intelligent.
Yeah, he climbs rocks. What does that tell you about
him? He's an entrepreneur.
He climbs rocks.
And he's very good at Dungeons & Dragons.
That's true.
And, and he's just brilliant.
Do you want
so
to give you the other ones?
That's 2 points.
Well, we had Miriam.
Miriam. Yes!
Although she conceded that...
She's very clever
I think I should get her mum on the listenership, because she said she didn't get it until her mum explained.
Mummium.
Yeah. Mummy.
Or Miramum.
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 Oh.
Mother.
Miramum. Oh, that was too good.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Heather Duhl didn't get it until her friend Bridie explained it to her.
Yeah, but that
so
was
you guys
that
are both
2 years
wins.
Ago. I think she's 2 years older than me. So actually,
no, that's
fun.
Not how that works.
Yeah, that is how.
Because Flo Rida hasn't been around since year zero.
Age is but a transient.
You both had enough
number.
Time with Flo Rida to both know a lot better.
There was a lot. We got an email. Actually,
oh, good.
Surprisingly enough, we got an email that is entitled Flo, and then brackets with a hyphen in the middle, Rider.
He doesn't have a fly. He doesn't have a hyphen in his name.
Riders on the Flow.
So
this is from Rebecca Barnett, and I'm just gonna read it to you. I was amazed to hear that Flo Rida is named after Florida. So was I, Rebecca. That was
crazy. When you typed it out, Rebecca, you got the two words next to each other. How patently clear it is.
I've always been aware of him and never made that connection. Sort of like pads. I knew about the apple bottom jeans. I'm down with
the apple bottom jeans.
No, I did, and the boots with the fur. I told you. I know. And the whole club was observing quietly or something. I immediately paused the podcast and messaged about 5 people. About 5, probably 4, trying to sound big, you know. All but one already were aware and probably think I'm...
There you go. Well, hang on. Actually, on the balance of things, that immediately gives me 4 more people on my side, doesn't it?
Yes, but they're not our listeners. And I believe the wording of the wager was our listeners.
What you're doing there is you're doing your weasel wiggle.
Weasel wiggle.
With your finger, which means...
The
W. You know you're getting out on a technicality.
The quadruple U. Oh, weasel weedle. Thank you, Paddy, for this epiphany. Hashtag Team Pads. Yep. Happy shambles, Rebecca Barnett. And
sounds like Team Pads is a bunch of dicks.
I think Team Pads is a pretty good team. You know,
still a bunch of dicks.
No, that's fine. I think a lot of my personality rides on me being a bit of a cunt.
I mean, mine too.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, no one got in touch saying you're an idiot.
No.
That's the thing. Everyone got in touch. Maybe it's money. Like, it's maybe it's like a relief effort. It's like, you know, our five listeners who didn't get it want to make sure that I know I'm not alone.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
Whereas
if you
the 500 who did are gonna just be like sitting in silence
if
agreeing
you did
with
know
you.
It and you'd like to join Teen Smug with me, then yeah. Do email in and I'll make you a special little badge with a puckered bumhole on it and we can all wear it together.
Yeah, and it says
apparently I live in a world where Paddy is right.
So the hashtag for me is Team Pads. The hashtag for Laurie is I also lost.
I'm
sorry. Oh. Let me just rub my tits at that one. Oh, get them all out. Get them soapy and pop them on your head. So yeah, my hanging sodders.
Well, luckily for me, we've got some other emails we need to talk about.
Oh yeah, did we?
Yeah. Well, first we had an email from our good friend Jane. Hello,
oh,
Jane.
Yeah. Hello.
Who has appeared on What's Your Plan B?
Yes.
Our Shoreditch
which
radio
is our
show.
Our Shoreditch radio show, which you should all be listening to.
Fridays at midday on ShoreditchRadio.com. UK.
Fucking livid.
Jana says she can't wait for the next installment of Little Witch World. She's clearly a big fan of the series.
Yeah, who isn't?
She says she loves stories involving walruses and or walls. All the usual stuff. But she sent us a little link here, Paddy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to open for you.
Oh, I thought that was...
And
oh,
it shows
I thought that
us.
Link
it shows.
Just...
Do you remember a while ago?
Oh wow!
A while ago, we spoke about the weird goat man, your hero. In
yeah,
life.
Yeah. Goats McGinty.
Goats McGinty. Well, he has won one of this year's Ig Nobel prizes. Not Nobel prizes, an Ig Nobel prize.
What's that?
What they're for is for people who've done bizarre research and apparently found something with scientific backing but isn't quite...
Like Flow Rider.
Yeah, not like Flow Rider. And he won the biology prize, I think. Yeah, for... what has he got? The other guy who got it was someone who lived in the wild pretending to be at different times a badger, an otter, a deer, a fox and a bird.
Well, that
that's the kind of company he's meeting.
Great!
But anyway, he's been recognised for his stupid efforts.
That is absolutely brilliant. Why can't we be recognised for our efforts?
Because we've not done anything.
I mean... Well,
we've
you say
done,
that.
We've not proven anything,
I
apart
think...
from Geese the King.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, maybe we should write in for that. Well, thank you, Jane, for that.
That's a great bit of news.
I think everyone deserves an award sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, well, just for trying.
Just a nice little award. Oh, we've also got another email that was actually, we got a direct message as well.
Oh, yeah, they were keen for us to get this.
And
rightly so.
So... These are from some of our listeners who we met at like one of the like shambles meetups, and they were trying to explain. This is Artie and Louis Blair, and they were trying to explain to me who their favourite character on Pod Shambles is.
Yeah,
and I had no recollection of what they were talking about, and also they didn't really remember like who
it's
it
a
was.
Sign of our strong
they were
characters.
Like, you know, it was like episode like. I don't know, and it was this guy, and I was
and
like,
he had a
great.
Voice that was like, a bit like,
yeah, exactly, and I was like, well, all my voices are just, nah, 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 like, you know, and then, and anyway, he's clearly had a look through, well, actually, he's re-listened to every episode, so you don't have to, and yeah, he sent this email, so it says, hi, I am not sure who owns the Gmail account, but if it is ePaddy, as you probably will have forgotten our conversation, as it was a while ago, I have found the character I was telling you
oh
about.
Oh my god.
This is a success
who
story,
can,
Laurie.
Who can wait?
After listening to Pod Shambles, doing a marathon of early episodes, I found the character who honestly made me laugh more than anything ever. The timestamp is, and then he's got an image of a timestamp. I think we agreed that if it is possible, could Paddy weave this frankly wonderful, well-developed character into the rich story of Choose Your Own Adventure?
The thing is,
very much, and again, it was a pleasure to meet you both at the Shambles. It was a pleasure to meet you too,
until you sent this shit story my way. Because we looked it up, and I remember this character, and he's dreadful.
Now, we looked up, we were genuinely, dreadful. We were sat on the sofa, and I was in fits of giggles, because I think it's brilliant, and I'm upset. And you gave me a look that could have cracked eggs.
Don't prelude the character. Right, look, what I'm going to do for you, Paddy, because we don't get to see this very often,
yeah.
You get to do... the entire end of the podcast as this stupid character. And I'm going to invite him in.
Okay.
And it's going to be like Parkinson.
Okay,
we're going to do some interviews.
Yeah, okay.
And you can introduce him to the world.
Okay, I'm going to go out the door.
All right, okay. I'll introduce him with his full name. Don't worry.
Okay, can you give me like a sign or something?
His sign. Okay. You ready? Ladies and gentlemen, introducing tonight, for one night only, please give it up for my guest tonight. It's Helio the Weird Boy. Oh, this is so unsettling, really. Why have you rolled your sleeves up?
Because I'm just a little egg.
Yes.
Oh, my voice was higher back then when I did this character. For all the drugs. My name is... Did you introduce me?
I did, Helio.
I'm Helio, the weird boy.
You are certainly weird.
And as far as I remember, I'm just a little egg who went off to find the big city because I heard the streets were paved with gold.
Golden,
and soldiers.
Golden soldiers.
For which I could dunk.
For which you could... Well, it is a pleasure.
Believe me, the pleasure's all...
What have you been up to these past couple of months?
Oh, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Have you ever read War and Peace?
No.
Neither has Helio.
Oh, why? What did you read instead?
But I've read some other books.
Yeah.
I read Dick Whittington.
Is that a book?
Yeah, probably. I definitely... Because I heard that he had the streets were paved with gold.
Okay, what else did you read?
I read Humpty Dumpty.
Why did you read Humpty Dumpty?
Because it's Halloween.
It's an egg.
It's very scary for little eggs like me.
Good. Why do you hold your smile for so long after you say everything? Yeah,
I have to.
It's paralyzed face.
I'm very ill.
What's wrong with you, Helio?
Well, they call me Helio because my spine is in the shape of a helix.
A helix?
Yeah,
the double helix.
I don't like DNA.
But it's all just cooped up in a little egg.
Cooped up in a little egg. Never hatch. That's what Mama used to say. Don't go to Big City because you might hatch.
but yet you want to go to the Big City.
And I went.
To be dunked in.
I got dunked.
So what is being dunked in?
Big old dunk.
Is that a sex thing, Helio?
It's big sex. Yeah. Helio has got into
a
big old...
A hunk of the soldiers.
A hunk of the soldiers. S&M and egg.
Oh.
And... Oh, I get fucked all over the place, Laurie.
Good.
No, I'm still very young.
Very virgin.
And very virgin, and I'm like a little egg. That's what
well,
they say
Helio,
about...
it's been...
How do you like your eggs in the morning, Helio?
Weird.
Fertilized. And weird.
Well, Helio,
yeah?
Listen, you've earned a special honour on the Pod Shambles podcast.
Yeah.
You can tell all the boys and girls how they can email in and ask their own questions
for
characters who should have died a long time ago.
Well, okay, if any of you have any other requests, I think that's basically the main joke, is he dead? You can email us on P-O-D-S-H-A-M-B-L-E-S. Place the symbol, not the word. GMAILD. No. DOTCOM.
No, don't spell the DOT. Podshambles.com at gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And what about Twitter?
At.
Yeah.
The symbol, not the word. Podshambles.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
You can get us on the airwaves on iTunes and Acast.
That's great.
Yeah. What else do you want to know?
We've got some video. Oh, we've got some video. We actually need to say you've got a special envelope. How many subscribers do Paddy and Laurie now have on the YouTube?
Well, Helio's gonna tell you about how many subscribers we have. Lots and lots of subscribers. The exact number is 102. Because Helio did some PR.
Okay,
he got all the other eggs on board. And everybody wants to be a friend of mine.
Helio, I've got to stop you
there.
Helio's
a friend of mine.
I've got to stop you there because it was actually thanks to our good friend Liam Welton. We're doing some Sun and Sea videos at the moment, Helio. I don't know if you've seen any of them. That's more like it. Thanks to Liam, and thanks guys for watching it. You should check it out if you haven't seen our new series. We're playing the
Sun
and Sea Submariner, the new expansion pack.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thoroughly tired.
You're my
and
best
ready for
friend.
Bed. Helio, I hate you, and I'd crush you under my
Can
heel
you
if
take
I could.
Me for that? Oh, that's pretty clever. Yeah. Why don't you take me for a little walk?
Take you for a little work.
Maybe we
can
do some dunking.
I'm not going to dunk you,
Helio. Dunking my donut.
I'm not dunking your yolk.
Don't get down with your bad funk. Dunk, dunkity dunk.
Goodbye, Helio.
Please end me. I just want to die, but I can't die. Bye, everybody. I'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
Every week from now on, it's just going to be Helio every day. Helio's being a matchup!
Probably done the sound check during the long conversation.
I know, but that would have been the boring bit. Nobody would have got the exciting sound check with my large variations in volume.
Wow, I mean, that peaks so high.
Yeah, man. That's what I do. I peak high and then I scutter out
stoop low. My arm hurts.
Well, it's because you got a little injection.
I got big injections today. In my big bum.
In my arm. I'm glad you're getting all this out the doors, you know, in the sound check.
Getting it out the door.
Bother anyone
sound
with it.
Sound check in my ass.
Oh, good.
What else do you want? I should probably try talking about louder. I should probably try sort of...
Boober.
Everyone's second favourite word. What's your favourite word?
Goober. I think that's looking okay, mate.
I think you're looking
ropey as fuck.
Okay.